Meeting to order and stand and do the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Ballinger.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Wise.
Present.
Edmonds is absent.
Yes, Tom is sick and they informed me that I get to kind of run the meeting this evening, so we have public participation. Anybody wants to speak before the council, please come up, state your name.
Nate.
Evening, guys.
Evening.
Nate Ennis, representing today the Clinton Illinois Festival of Trees. I think I've spoken to each of you about our idea. A group of us came up with a few weeks ago to bring some Christmas cheer to the square and use kind of what we already have and put some trees up that allow individuals and businesses to sponsor and decorate to their liking. We think it'd be a good thing and something we can grow over the years to come. If they have any questions or Missy and input?
I know that you guys have been looking at this and Lincoln does it, and I know there's a website and stuff that you guys can give some information of how to get on that so they can look it up and see how they're doing theirs. It's just a really, I thought it was impressive. I even got to see pictures and stuff and I thought it was really neat. And I appreciate all of you guys' work because it's fun to use a square. We want to use it, we want to utilize it. And when you come up with something that's positive, it's really a great benefit for all of us. So if you could throw that website out there where people can get on there and look it up and see kind of what you've got in mind, I think it'd be very beneficial. So
yeah, for sure. Thank you.
Can you tell us the dates and stuff of?
Yeah, so approximately November 17th or 18th, we're going to have the 50 trees delivered to the square. And at that point, we then set it up. So our group of volunteers will set up all the trees. We're going to use T-posts to drive in the ground. No more than 18 inches is kind of what we were told by Kelly to stay away from electrical and stuff. Then we'll tie all the trees up and then kind of open it up for the folks that donated to start decorating their tree thereafter. And then, so they'll have about a week to get it all decorated. And then on that Saturday after Thanksgiving, be the 25th, at 5:30, we'll have a tree lighting ceremony that will coordinate all of our trees along with the city decorations, or at least the city tree all at once. So yeah, pretty excited about that. An opportunity for kind of the whole community to come out and watch that tree lighting ceremony, which really the main point of the ceremony will be the big tree, will be the city's tree. I mean, the city does an amazing job of decorating the square and people see it and love it, but it just kind of gets plugged in one day and you drive by and it's like, oh, it's on. So, and I know in the past they used to do a tree lighting ceremony. So this is a way to kind of get back to that and draw some people out. So the first year, our kind of focus is maybe to keep it small and controllable, meaning we're not going to have lots of vendors or lots of different food or anything like that. We've had a couple of folks come together to help us with like a little photo booth opportunity. So it's an inflatable snow globe that kids and parents, I think adults can fit in it too, right? Yeah. So anyone can go in and get pictures taken. Coffee Corner is going to do a hot chocolate bar for us, completely free. So we'll work with the health department on whatever we can get from them on that. But they're donating that completely. So all the money we raise this year, we're trying to store up to make the event a little bit bigger. So the idea is to just grow this year in, year out. Now, the trees are expensive. So I think this year we kind of got a heck of a deal from a local family over in Kenny. The Molitoruses are giving us the trees for $25 a piece. Which is a really good deal. We kind of know in future years, you might be bumping up against it with $50 a tree. So any funds we can get this year will certainly help.
I think if you notice farther down on the agenda, we're allocating like $2,000 for it.
Which would be amazing. Because we have the startup costs, not just so the trees will be every year, but like T-posts, the zip ties we're using on all the trees, and then we're going to have a cord running to every single tree. So we've got some expense there. Now, Tractor Supplies donated like 8 to us. They donated 6 totes. So each of those totes we'll kind of have in the quadrants around the square that's going to house all the electrical to keep it out of the elements. So that was a Kelly Kinder, like, as soon as it gets wet, you're going to trip a breaker. So that was actually Kelly's idea. He'd seen that done at other festivals. It's not super pretty, but it'll work, and kind of hold it down with a big block or something inside of it just to get some weight and put the lid on it and keep it closed up. So some of those startup costs we'll kind of have the first year, and then in future years, I mean, this dream can be as big as we'll make, you know, as we're allowed to make it with your guys' help. And Taylor's helped too with some of the ideas from Pontiac that he's seen. They have an ice skating rink, which, boy, that would be fun, and just lots of things for kids to do. And it's supposed to be a kid-centered event, and that's what we want, just Christmas cheer and holiday fun for a few weeks or whatever it would be. So. Well,
that's awesome. Very reminiscent of kind of what Lincoln does.
We've talked to them multiple times, so yeah, we didn't make it up.
Over there. This is with them. They project Christmas music from on top of the courthouse all season long, which, depending on my mood the given day, is either a helpful or a hindrance. And I think they have a horse-drawn carriage too, so it's kind of the sky's limit for, you know, originality and what you kind of want to do with it. But it's always been, well, at least over there, and I'm sure it will be here, you know, a very nice thing for the community.
Yeah. They have the Nazarene Church singing on the square. They did there for free. They're singing for us.
Yeah, they're going to sing during the tree lighting, so some carols and stuff.
Great job.
And we really want this to be an all-encompassing. So it's we set up our own tax entity, but we want participation from any community group that's willing to help or, you know, do something on it. We're trying to make it a really unique event, but with a lot of assistance and collaboration, I suppose. I think it's Missy and I talked too at length. Like, sometimes you get situations where you silo off and people think, oh, well, this is just for this group, or you have to be a member of this. This is basically a town event. I mean, and people from all over will come. And I think the tree lighting will really draw the big crowd. Mm-hmm. But then, now that all these trees will be up, you're going to have 50 organizations and individuals that they're going to want to go see their tree throughout the season. So people will keep coming back and they'll visit, you know, whatever, eat at Snappers or, you know, go get ice cream or whatever they can do on the square, which will be cool too. So, and a place for me to take my kids. I'm sure we'll go multiple times. Oh, like the first snow, let's go see the tree with the snow on it. And that type of stuff. So, it'll be fun.
Thanks for doing it. Yeah.
Thank you guys.
You got to start somewhere, and it's great that you're getting started.
You guys and Steve Lobb and all the city guys have really been supportive from the very beginning. So we really appreciate that. Thanks for letting us use. Now, I will throw this out. So if the crowd gets really big on that night we square, we might need some help with traffic on the square. So just keep that in mind. That might be like a frantic phone call.
Might be a possibility just shutting the square down for the night.
Because, yeah, what do we have, 200 people at least on Facebook?
We did plan on shutting it down.
Okay.
Whatever. Just one side of it. You know, there's like nothing on.
Like on the north side.
What? How long? What time you plan on starting on?
So, like 5:15, we're saying the event begins.
I think I did like 5:15 to 7.
7. Okay.
And then, yeah, so we're going to start the event. People kind of bring their lawn chairs, start to huddle up. And then at 5:30-ish, I mean, we'll see how the crowd's filtering in. But that's when we've got our speaker, should we say who it is?
Yeah, Ernie Harvey.
So Ernie Harvey's just, he's not going to speak much, but just kind of welcome everybody. Yeah.
You know Ernie.
A neutral
he's been
person.
Around forever. Everybody knows him.
Everybody knows him. So.
And we don't have any kind of permit for shutting it down or anything. It's just, you just tell us and we'll bring the
barricades
up.
Even if it's like just the one side, like the west side or east side.
Oh, yeah, true.
Because we're doing the trees more on the east side.
Right? That's true.
Okay.
And then, so yeah, Ernie will kick us off like 5:30, count us down. I picture kind of the big tree being lit first, and then we'll flip the switches for the remaining trees to come on. And then we'll have the singing that will keep going there after people get their hot chocolate and just kind of walk around and look at the trees at that point. So
the Eagles are supposed to vote tonight. They are wanting to do hot dogs and chips for the first 200 people.
For free.
So they're supposed to be voting on that tonight.
Bob Kreitner with the Scouts, he always likes to bring and help, and he would help with setting them up. So he just get old. That's just the way they earn merit badges and things working with the community.
That'd be
so
great. Yeah.
You get hold of him, and he kind of in coordination with the girls and the boys. So that'd be a good way to get some
Maybe
people
we'll
involved.
Maybe we'll get them in January when the tea posts are frozen to the ground.
Well, so that's November 25th, right?
Is that right, Missy?
Yeah.
Saturday. I think it's going to be awesome. So thank you guys.
Thank you very much.
Anyone else in the audience wants to come up and speak? All right, then. We've got the approval of the minutes of October the 17th.
Yeah. Motion that the minutes of the regular meeting of October 17th, 2023 be approved as submitted.
Make the motion.
Second.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Now we have bills and payroll.
General administration, $47,220.94. Economic development, $658.56. Police, $24,693.58. Fire, $8,224.94. Street, $14,400.84. Parks, $8,678.73. Public health and safety, $1,928.59. Police and fire commission, $1,000. Liability insurance, $256,218.57. Garbage, $2,157.94. Cemetery, $10,414.15. Water operations, $33,541.22. Sewer operations, $5,271.13. Water deposits, $104.40. Clinton Sanitary District, $51,329.39. Special tax allocation TIF 4, $2,251.50. Motor fuel tax fund, $293,815.60. Warner Hospital and Health Services operating account, $466,227.56. Hospital funded depreciation, $341,633.82.
Entertain a motion to approve bills and payroll as read.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Don't have any petitions to come in for this evening from my department, so.
No.
I guess. Public affairs.
Yeah, we have a presentation.
They're on Zoom. Don Shaw, one of the auditors, is on Zoom.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, so we'll be getting a Zoom presentation from them, and thank you for being here this evening.
Yes. Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I personally like to thank Clint and the entire team for making this a successful first audit year. I know the first year is always the roughest, getting to know each other and building the perm file. So appreciate all the patience and help along the way. Next, I'm going to go through the annual financial report with you, which is the thicker the packets you receive. And if you turn to page one, you'll find our letterbox name and letterhead. This is our independent audit report in which we provided a clean, unmodified opinion. It's the highest opinion you can receive. Basically states that we found no issues with internal controls or the numbers as they are presented. If you turn about three more pages, you'll run into the management discussion and analysis. And this section really provides a summary of how the year performed in narrative form. So if you have questions on fluctuations from year to year or what the numbers truly mean, this is where you want to go to find those answers. I always recommend if you're only going to read one section, I highly recommend reading the management discussion and analysis. Your individual fund financial statements will begin on page 21. And it starts off with your balance sheet. On the far right column towards the bottom, you'll notice that the total ending fund balance for your governmental funds is at $15.7 million. 55% or $8.6 million is related to your general fund, which is your main operating fund. How this fund performed in the current year, we can skip ahead to what would be your income statement, which is on page 23. Towards the bottom of page 23, you'll notice that the general fund had a net increase of about $1.4 million. This is primarily due to your revenues coming in higher than anticipated and your expenditures being below budget in the current year. So it's a really good year for the city. The notes of the financial statement will begin on page 33. And the notes really provide further detail into how we came up with the figures that we did with supporting schedules. Within there, you're going to find your long-term debt and your capital asset schedules. I'm not going to go through the notes with you tonight, so I'm going to have you skip ahead all the way to page 87. Page 87 is the start of your budgetary information. So if you would like to see how a specific fund performed based on what was budgeted, this is where you'd want to go to find those comparisons. Does anyone have any questions? Okay, if not, appreciate all the time and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Thanks, Don.
All right. On to the report from Department Street and Public Improvement.
Well, Center Street's just about wrapped up. Just got a few other things to take care of. We start the leaf back pickup. They start last
center
week.
Room.
Center.
Did I say center?
Yeah. Okay. Madison Street.
And Washington Street.
Okay.
Messed up there. Thanks. Also, leaf back has, only had one crew out last week. We've got our part-timers in now this week. We'll be running. Just keep doing circles until we get the leaves picked up. And it'll be pretty much probably the whole month of November. Brush pile will be the last. It'll be the third Tuesday, which is the 20th. This will be the last week we pick up for the year. We'll spend for December, January, and February. Unless, of course, there's some storms or something comes through.
I don't really have too much. It's just been normal. Yeah. Kyle can tell you we've been having to deal with the crews putting in the fiber optic. They've been busy as usual. They run them ragged, but they're still keeping up with everything else and appreciate that. Seem like this group that's in town now are doing a little better. I'm not going to say they're doing great, but they're doing a little better. Hopefully we can get this thing buttoned up, and I don't know what their time frame is. Maybe Kyle can fill that in on what they're thinking they'll be done with their digging and putting in, or when they're going to stop.
I don't anticipate it to be done over next year. I mean, we got four crews, and I think the farthest one went is like 60%, so all the
other. Ameren told us Friday night possibly two more crews after these four.
What?
We can't stop.
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
It's an adventure, and I don't know why they just don't limit how many can come in, but it's crazy. I don't know what Bloomington, Normal, one of the bigger towns, how many are they getting? You know?
I think we've got more than anybody.
Well, I don't know why Clinton's so important, and you divide it up that much. I don't see how any of them are going to make a whole lot of money and divide it up in the way they're going.
So I said, I talked to one guy, most don't, except one or two, and that's it.
Yeah. Something else. Boyd's recuperating from his surgery. He's doing pretty good. He's up and around, but he just got to take it easy and make sure he doesn't tear anything else up. But other than that, I don't have anything else. All right, report from Public Health and Safety.
Okay,
along the lines of the boring companies, we had another hit last week. That's why we called for a meeting with Ameren, because it was an Ameren and locating issue. Well, it ended up being the trace wire that goes with the gas pipe. It deteriorated, and they mislocated. I mean, there's probably a bunch more in the ground out there.
Yeah.
So those are going to happen. But we did sit down with Ameren. John was here, and Steve Love and I, and all the Ameren big shots come to town, and we had another meeting and went very well. So okay. That's pretty good. I noticed the mowing crews mowed again today, I believe, and it looked like they did. They looked pretty nice, probably the last time. Other than that, I don't have anything else.
Okay. Report from the Department of Accounts and Finances. Clint, do you have anything?
Nothing other than the audit report.
Okay. All right, we'll go into unfinished business. We have just a couple of things there. The demolition bids for 216 East Adams Street. The low bid was Walker's Home Service.
Yep. Motion to approve the demolition bid for 216 East Adams Street from Walker's Home Service in the amount of $167,000 and to authorize the mayor and city clerk to sign the contract.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
There was there some kind of deal with the down payment on that?
I spoke with them. I called and spoke with them today about that. And I think they spoke with Steve Law. I think the way they typically phrase these contracts, because of building being of a bigger nature, that they would need some money, seed money, so to speak, so they can pay for certain expenses up front that would be necessary. They did indicate to me that it's not that they wouldn't need half, you know, but they were assured that they, if they wanted the half, they can get the half. And I think they've demoed various properties within Clinton thus far. So I don't think there's a whole lot of pushback from them. So the contract should state that they do get half upon commencement.
Okay.
Hey, Ida.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Weiss?
Yes. Okay, we also have on file 2024 IML Risk Management Association annual contribution of $256,188.27. Do you have a motion?
Yeah, motion to approve the 2024 IML Risk Management Association annual contribution in the amount of $256,188.57.
Second.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
But we have a new business. We have an upgrade to the door entrance of the handicap button for City Hall. It's of an emergency basis. We need to get that taken care of now, so we want to go ahead and take a vote on getting that done. We go ahead and get home and get that door fixed.
Yeah. Motion to approve the upgrade to the door entrance, the handicap button at City Hall from ASSA ABLOY in the amount of $3,093.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Okay, and then we're going to put on file the annual levies. We're going to put on file the donation for the Festival of Trees on the Square.
John, could we go ahead and act on that donation so they can go ahead and pay for their trees and so forth?
I think, do you have any issues with that as long as you know that you're going to get it?
Yeah, it'd be great.
We just leave it on there and then next meeting.
Well, whatever.
But it's there.
Okay.
Tom and
it's
all.
It's up to you guys. That's
fine. Okay. I will note past practice of the City of Clinton has been to put these on file. However, I don't believe there is a legal reason for you saying that you cannot vote for it on tonight, so long as it's on the agenda as a voting item. That is.
Would it be more beneficial for you to have it to operate with to get going?
The trees,
We've got $50 a tree, and the trees are so affordable, like, we've got such a good deal. So we're doing fine right now.
Okay.
So we can wait.
We'll put on file in 2 weeks. We'll make sure that you have it.
I appreciate it.
All right. We're also putting on file purchase and install a server rack for City Hall from Jano In Technologies. And Clint, you can explain that one. Stuff now is sitting on tables and just around.
Yeah, this is mainly cleaning up our server room. We've got multiple servers in there. We've got, with all the cybersecurity upgrades we've done, we've got firewall, we've got the new Datto backup system in there. The server rack comes with additional cooling fans, so it'll help keep everything cool. We just lost a hard drive on our camera system on Halloween Day. This morning. Can't tell me for sure that's because of overheated or anything, but we've got several items stacked on top of each other in there, and like Johnny said, just tables. So this will put things in a rack with cooling fans, additional cooling fans, and just clean the whole room up.
Yeah. All right, we do have anything else on the agenda. We do have a closed session for approval of closed minutes and labor issue negotiations.
I will note labor issues negotiations, the way that's phrased, it's usually on 2C2. We will be going, or at least request that we go in under 2C1 for employee compensation issues.
Okay. I'm going to take a vote to go into closed session.
I'm making a motion.
Allender?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes. There'll be no action taken after.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nate.
Yep, thank you.
Thanks, Missy.
Yep.
Okay, motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion.
Mm-hmm. Second.
All right.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Okay.
Good night, everyone.
Adjourn.
See ya.
See ya.
Dairy Queen, if I go to.